So tomorrow, the Fort Wayne Children's Zoo is supposed to open, but it's obviously with everything going on, that's not going to happen. We have the zoo director, Jim Anderson, on the phone here. Hey, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. I guess I want to start off by asking you, have you ever, in the history of your being at the zoo, and it's been, I don't know how many years, decades, right? Has this ever happened where you couldn't open on time?
I think this is year 56. We've seen snow, rain, fog, sleet, hot weather. No, this is the first time we've had a delay, but we are one among many, certainly not unique in this, and we send our thoughts and prayers out to everybody who's been affected by this in any way. So we would love to open the zoo and provide people this place of joy and wonder and fun, but there's other things going on right now, and when those things are cleared up, we'll get her open. So.
Could it? You think it could go? You don't know yet, but I mean, are there contingency plans like to move? I mean, you really can't move many things online at the zoo, right?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Jim. So every day, today, yesterday, tomorrow, Christmas Day, we've got 30 people here, dedicated animal care staff, right?
Yeah,
so.
Right.
The zoo is still here. All the animals are still here. The daffodils are up. All the flower beds are mulched. It almost looks like we could open out there if it wasn't snowing. Our education staff is all working from home right now, and they're creating every day new educational resources for families, kids, and teachers. There's a nature passport, a nature bingo, and there's educational pieces on ZooTube that teachers can use. There's some cool Zoom backgrounds that people are picking up as they use Zoom. So we're trying to stay connected in that way, Jim, but we cannot bring a giraffe to your house. We can't do that.
You know, we saw not too long ago a big cat diagnosed with COVID in a zoo here in the States. So is that a concern? I mean, are you guys monitoring your animals, or how does that work?
You know, Carrie, we monitor our animals every day. We have PPE established and have had for years with animals where there's much chance of crossing at all. That was kind of scientifically interesting, but in terms of management, we really haven't tightened up our routines in that regard very much.
Mm-hmm. When we have been watching videos of other zoos around the country, because they're closed, now these probably are year-round zoos too, but because they're closed, they've like let their penguins take a walk through the zoo, and they've let other animals, you know, walk through the zoo, and it seems like a really cool piece of enrichment for all of the animals involved. Is that something you guys have done?
Well, we've got peacocks walking through the zoo.
That's the truth. Isn't that the truth?
We're not liberating the penguins yet. I will tell you, some of your older listeners may remember we ran a Zoo TV show called Zoo to You for about 5 years. Day before yesterday, we shot 8 new segments. Our segments are only 2 or 3 minutes long now, but we'll be posting those on Facebook beginning opening day tomorrow, and we will run them 3 or 4 new ones a week until we get this puppy open. So. That will be cool. So I don't think we're going to walk penguins down the path, but we'll take you into the penguin exhibit, that's for sure.
There you go.
All right, forget about all that. Let's talk about you. So this is it, huh? This is your last season.
Well, we'll see. That was the plan.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe you've done so much for the zoo, and we've known you for so long. I think a fitting tribute would be for you to do some jokes in that frog.
Jim, you're committing heresy. That would be like rewriting the story of Adam and Eve. You know what I mean? You just don't touch something. Jim, it is a big team. I've worked here for 40-some years, and I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of people. Even doing these Zoo to You filmings day before yesterday, we have such an awesome group of people here caring for animals and writing education programs and working the front gate and flipping hamburgers and driving the train. I mean, it's you talk about your job. This job is a joy. It's a joy to work with these people, provide what we do for the community. So it's been an easy run.
I just want to make sure before we let you go that people know they can still get their memberships, right, or renew them?
You know, that is a great point, Carrie. If anybody, check your membership. If it's close to expiring, you ought to renew now and not try and do it at the front gate when we get this thing open. It could be a little busy out there. We have 15,000 homes that hold memberships to the zoo. And to those people, we would want to say that however long we have to delay opening, we will add that number of weeks to every membership automatically. So
that's good.
If people worry that they're not going to get what they paid for, they absolutely will. So when are we going to open this? It's like, when are we going to have concerts again? Or when can we get a hot dog at Coney Island or a glass of wine at Baker Street? We don't know that. We'll be taking our cues from the governor and the president and everybody else, and we will do it as safely and as quickly as we can. That's for sure. So.
All right, Jim. Listen, best to you this season, and hopefully we'd like to talk to you again before you leave there at the end of the season, and kind of wish you well, if you don't
mind. I'd love to. Always happy to talk to you guys.
You are the best. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Your favorite classic hits with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.